of extenuating circumstances. In other words, you really let go of the weight of the world, the weight of the outer world, the weight of your inner concerns, whatever, and really tune into the highest circuitry. So our highest circuitry is advancing steadily. So that's what they want to remind us of. Our highest circuitry today is higher than it was yesterday and will continue to accelerate. So we really want to start stepping into the light, presenting into our field of true expansion, expansiveness, because this is where we're reaching our highest note, they're saying, with ease. So they keep including those two words, with ease, with ease. When I'm saying with ease, I'm just seeing imagery that looks like the world card in tarot that we use, where I just have like these peace doves surrounding the earth plane. So obviously there are not really doves out there, perhaps there are, but the point being that we are bringing forth the peace through our engagement with our prescription of the Elohim. So in other words, we're the ones that are opening up to our true consent. In order to do that, we're bypassing yesterday, meaning that we're letting go of our attachment to figure and form. It's not that we don't still need form, but as we let go of the attachment of the old administration, so we may think of a political administration, but the administration is really how we receive ourselves, how we receive our world. And that's what's taking off. That's what's occurring in liberal lifestyles. So in other words, the more that we honor our highest claim, our highest witness, our highest truth, our highest advanced essence, Serapis Bay is traveling by, we're all spoken for. So what we mean by spoken for is we're not trying to be what hasn't already been present all along. In other words, we each have a master presence, a master self that's, how do I say that? It's sort of like helping us light our own memory, our own sinking into our truest claim. So when I see the light, I'm pretty sure that's the tree of life, they call that. When I'm receiving it, it's just really shifting and changing our very existence, our very nature, in terms of our accelerated existence. So in other words, what we're able to align with in every single moment, in every single allowance, is much greater, is much more expansive than we have ever heard, than we have ever conceived of, that we have ever supposed. So this is what's being activated in a steady increase so that we can access what we each of us would maybe call miracles in that separated existence. Once you identify with the whole, once you identify with your married self, meaning divine feminine, divine masculine, in full proximity, fully balanced, your whole life really is rearranged, because now life is responding to your I am assertion. So in other words, as you will receive yourselves, as you will receive your highest note, as you will receive your highest affiliation, this is what graduates us. We're not trying to change the world by words, by fighting, even by new laws. We're changing it through consciousness, through our understanding of self. So as we will go abroad, as we will signal our readiness, they want me to stop there. So when we say signal our readiness, we just sort of want to throw that loose change. It's sort of like, you know, brother, can you spare a dime? So we're ready for the loose change. In other words, whatever's not working, yep, here it is, I'm ready for change. But this is really our entire existence. So in other words, as we expand, we're all moving into our recognized value. So this is where relationships can shift, occupations can shift, really everything, because we're no longer in that state of fear. We're no longer in 3D consciousness, in essence, and we're moving into our divine prescription. So each of us come with a calling card. Each of us come with a holy, they're saying holy matrimony, but I would kind of use the words holy memory. But the matrimony, they want me to stay, they're saying stay with us, please. The matrimony is really one with our I am union, with our I am self. So this is what is being activated. This is what is being suggested. This is what we're being attuned to. And so we want to get very, how would I use? They're saying substantial. I would use the word large. In other words, we're taking back our due relevance. We're taking back our power. Now, they keep emphasizing this as far as power. Power has gotten a bad name because power is coming in and destroying territories, knocking down things, abusing things. And so this has been time and time and again. Every time consciousness has moved into the higher states, inevitably there's an abuse of power. So this is where there's a reason each of us have a little bit or a lot, or maybe just a tiny bit left of this last minute concern, because it's sort of like, wait a minute, last time we all stepped into power, it didn't really go very well. And so we want to realize that hesitation is, they're saying subject to merit. In other words, it's understandable, but it doesn't mean it's going to last. It's very, very important, because if each of us say we want to enlighten, say that we want to come into full mastery, say that we want the balanced energies, but then when it's offered us, we don't always shake hands with it. And so this is why we're, some of us are stumbling or stalling or circling around. Let me look at it from the other side, because we're assuming that justified positioning in all establishments. That means wherever there has been an abuse of power in our own relationship with self, meaning in any of our lives, or where we experienced in another, remember, we're really all one. So it's all part of our memory, our subconscious template. This is what we're rectifying. In other words, we're in the process of sort of like adding the light to where that power could somehow not stay or be enticed, in other words, used for our highest semblance. So each of us are strong in our own initiate status. And so when they're saying initiate status, it's an initiate for ascension. And so each of us are strong in our initiate status. They want us to receive this, to receive the essence of strength, and to get very comfortable with that, because a lot of us have been sort of avoiding some of these final declarations. Again, no error, no blame, understandable. But now we're signaling our readiness. And now I understand why Serapis Bay is here, because he's somehow energetically supporting each of us, helping us establish witness. So in other words, getting comfortable with that power, getting comfortable with our light, getting comfortable with our advanced essence, because this is where we're learning how to stand up straight. Each of us, like we play with our crown chakra, we played with awakening of our third eye, but it's those bottom three chakras that we're coming into full restorative certainty. And so we were learning how to maintain that strength in that unified field of existence where, okay, the light actually does feel familiar. The light actually does feel sort of like due, like, okay, this feels more assertive, more secure, more, I'm just going to say like present, like I feel the presence of my master self. Although when I say my, there's really no my anymore, but that energy of declaration of freedom, where we're free from the ego, where we're free from the lower mind, where we're free from the lower consciousness. So they're showing me the King of Pentacles, which often arrives, because this is really about stating our brilliance. In order to come alive, meaning really alive, in order to awaken, it's like we have to establish that grace. We have to establish that readiness. And so when I'm receiving everybody, I got someone shaking like a leaf. It's sort of like, how come I don't have more clients, or how come I don't have more money, or why wasn't that contract offered to me, or whatever the concern is. Well, now you know, because power is being offered to you and you're shaking like a leaf. And that's okay. But we want to notice that. We want to notice what feels uncertain, or what where the fear is, or we want to sort of watch ourselves weeble and wobble, so that we move into our certainty. Because for each of us to aspire to our divine claim, we have to adjust to that powerful introduction. And so it's like, you know, I express my power and I get looks. So we want to remember there are no looks that are inconvenient as much as our own look within. So it's not about how you're being received by the outer, but what you're willing to entertain in the near here now moment, because this is the true source. The true source of all outside misgivings is the within that's projected out. So we're coming into our full assembly, we're coming to our richness, or we're coming to our true understanding, and now they're presenting with the universe card. So when we hit that universe card, it's like, okay, now we're on our way home. So allow yourselves to adjust to this new light of they're saying of first beginnings. So when I just said first beginnings, how do I explain it? It was almost like bells ringing, first beginnings. So when I say first, I just feel like there's going to be a second and a third, like it's just like welcome home, and there's like a chime. There's just like, I'm just going to call it like a chime, but there's this higher note standing that is welcoming us, that is asserting our highest value of entry. So now I have, oh my gosh, and they want me to look at why I would say, oh my gosh. Now the reason I said, oh my gosh, is now there's another Ascended Master joining us. And instead of feeling totally comfortable, like, oh, this is the most normal thing in the world, I'm like a bit surprised. And so this is where they're showing me where I need to have like step up a little bit and sort of welcome these energies, because this is where we're resting our head, meaning this is what we're joining into. This is what we're attuning to. They're saying day and night. So when I say day and night, it's almost like the parts of the world where the sun, you know, like there's no dark, there's no nighttime. So that's the light. That's the light that's joining us. That's the light that's changing our very nature, changing our very existence. So we want to remember what we're signing up for has very practical due influence. In other words, it's going to change the world. It's certainly going to change our world, and day by day, by and by, it's changing all of life. So this is the power that we each command. This is the power that we each command. The more we hold the light, that light is evenly distributed. Remembering, there's only one collective. There's only one Christ. There really is just one. And so it seems like there are many, many others. But again, when we serve, the way we serve the others, the way we serve the awakening is to bring forth that awakening due pleasure within our own domicile, within our own heart region. So allow yourself to receive. And again, when we are like, well, you can have this part, we really want our I am to take over and be us. So when notice, it's like, are you handing over what isn't working anyway, or are you handing the car keys, meaning like, join with me if you will. Join with me if you will. And so any kind of alliance where we're recognizing that the greater aspect of self knows the way, knows the highest choices for all concerned in each and every moment. And so when we bow our heads, it's sort of like a figurative statement, like when we bow, we're bowing to that greater essence of self. And so you may feel expansion, you may see lights, you may see, oh my gosh, I know the answer to that issue I have. You may see or feel nothing, it doesn't matter, it's still occurring. They're saying with guaranteed results, let us receive and dedicate all that has now been offered to the greater good of all sentient beings, those that we love, those that have been there as learning exercises. We offer all. And so it is. Thank you, everyone, for, they're saying submitting, kind of funny word. Yeah, because it's like submitting your will, submitting your ego. All right, let us